This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Ready for an awesome episode? Well, so are we. But you know what? Before we get to it, I got to tell you that members of Navy Federal Credit Union could earn more and save more. Bam! Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as our friends at Navy Federal do. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50. And then how many certificates do this? You can then add money at any time and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.
Live from the Fireside app, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and I'll give you 64,000 points if you can tell me what today is. Why, of course, it's game show day. Our roundtable contestants can grab a chance to score. An extra point, that is, in their year-long quest for the ugliest trophy in the world. Who are we kidding? Our panel doesn't have a chance to score. We have with us world champion trader from the Afford Anything podcast, Paula Pant. The man who is not playing games when it comes to money from LenPenzo.com, it's Pat Sajak. Nah, he's too busy arguing with contestants about vowels. It's just Len Penzo. And of course, where would we be without our old friend, OG? And now, a guy who's going to make sure you win big in the stock market, results not guaranteed, Joe Saul Sehan.
Hey there, stackers. Let me be the first one to welcome you to the weekend. I'm Joe Saul Sehi, as Doug, you so eloquently said. Hanging out here with the crew on Fireside. We've got a bunch of fun people hanging out with us who might be able to help our contestants because it is game show day. And let's say hello to our contestants. I feel like Alex Trebek here. Starting across the card table from me.
It's from Encino, California. It's a homemaker.
And OG.
An electrician.
That's funny.
OG, tell us a little bit about your family. What do you do in your spare time?
What do I do in my spare time? I'll tell you what I was doing just now was like going furiously through emails going like, where's the topic for today? And then in the back of my brain, I was listening to you talk while I was like searching all this stuff. And I'm like, the topic for today.
But I love the last second preparation. For the time, you don't have to be prepared.
You get 100% of me from 4 o'clock till 5:05.
I got to say, it always is fun, by the way, because it is 4:07 now Central Time in the afternoon on Monday. I love saying it's Friday though. It's like we get this preview, which is great. Somebody who's going to preview their greatness answering these questions. I'm not sure where this is going. Paula Pant is here.
Wow, that was an unusually flattering segue. Thank you.
It was very well. And Doug even called you a professional trader. How about that?
I know. I noticed that. I was like, did he say trader or traitor?
Like what? Professional traitor.
I said trade her.
Traitor the other team for a player
trade
to be named later.
The draft, Joe. We can do better than Paula.
And Paula Pant, what do you do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I like to read financial reports.
Holy crap.
No, I don't. That's absolutely not true at all. I do not do that.
there it is.
That's more accurate. In my spare time, I watch The Simpsons.
That's much better. And a guy who is Homer Simpson. on this podcast. It just fell in my lap, Len. Len Penzo's here.
That's okay. I'll just get him teed up. That's my job here. Tee him up for you.
Set him up and knock him down.
Sir.
Yes. But speaking of game shows, you've been on a game show.
Well, I've applied for game shows. I've never been successful in getting on game shows. I've applied for Jeopardy, got to the second interview, didn't make it. And the most infamous one, though, is the Family Feud. I think I've shared this before. Yes. We went and tried out, and I think we were probably the only family to ever be eliminated for cheating. So we...
Shocking.
We went and tried out, and my cousin cheated. He tried to pass my Aunt Rita.
You're kidding me. Did he really?
No. Yeah, he did. He was whispering. I forget what the question was now. He was whispering spaghetti. You know, he was standing right next to me. And that was the end of that for us.
Were you really kicked out like right then? They're like, you're done?
No, we continued on, but we knew that was we were admonished by the host. Which, by the way, when you try out, at least this was many years ago, when you tried out, it wasn't
Steve Harvey.
Wasn't, this was Richard Dawson time.
Wow.
It wasn't Richard Dawson. It was a producer.
He retired in 1985.
I know, Doug.
Everybody's wondering. We could have this be Old Times with Len episode, but we got a show to do, guys.
Doug, that was a very specific piece of trivia. 1985?
Yeah.
Didn't he come back after
I
year?
Did make
I think
it.
I thought he came back for a couple years after that, though.
You know why Doug remembers that? Because he had such a hard time with it. He cried for like 3 weeks when he found out Richard Dawson was leaving Family Feud.
He was my mentor.
That was it.
I can't believe you didn't make it on the show.
I don't know what went wrong.
You
there.
Did everything right.
Well, let's get into it. We got Len Penzo here. We got Paula Pant. We have OG. And they are really fired up. It is game show time, peeps. It's not game show time. It's going to be game show time in a second. But first, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Stackers, controlling your money on a day-to-day basis comes down to two things. Number one, great communication, either with yourself or with a partner. And by great communication, what do I mean? I mean, sitting down with your app of choice and putting together your strategy based on what you spent the week before. It's super easy, a 20-minute meeting a week. You look through your expenses and then you plot out what are you going to do next week. And you know what? That might seem little, but the big things stem from that. And if you have an app that keeps that in front of you, that helps make it even easier. And the app Cheryl and I use is Monarch Money. We've been using it now for about a year. As you may know, I've used lots of different solutions, and this is by far the one I've stuck with the longest. It helps Cheryl and I collaborate. We can talk about our financial goals. For us, it's travel. We're also adding to our house. We have a goal in a few years to really work on our lawn as well and just make it a pretty place to live. But the travel piece, as you know, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, that's a big one. And what's cool is I can put our financial independence goals and our journey up right next to our budget, because everything at Monarch is very intuitive. It is very customizable. So what the heck is Monarch? You're sitting there wondering to yourself, aren't you? Person I just made up. Yes. Let me tell you what it is. It's an all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you comprehensive view of all your accounts, your investments, your transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track your progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, Stackers, because you're a Stacker, you're going to get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Benjamins. Got to have the /Benjamins to get the extended 30-day free trial so you can see that you'll like it as much as I do. How does it work? Well, it's very intuitive. It has a simple, intuitive design that makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can collaborate with your partner, family, or your financial advisor. What's cool is you can invite all these people to your account at no extra cost. So you can collaborate and everybody gets their own login info and everybody gets a joint view of your finances. And as I mentioned earlier, it's customizable and best yet, it's ad-free privacy you can trust. No ads. You're not being marketed. When I had other apps that were free, I got marketed all the time. Well, not only do they not do that, they also don't sell your data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself and using it for about a year now on a daily basis, I totally get why it's the top rated personal finance app. And right now, because you're a stacker, you're going to get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Benjamins. That's Monarch Money, MONARCHMONEY.com/Benjamins for your extended 30-day free trial. I forgot to do the sponsor spot. I think that'll be funny as hell. All right, now it's game show time. Because goodness knows if Casper Mattresses ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. No, we don't have Casper Mattresses yet as a sponsor, but Casper, come talk to us. Hey, it is game show time, and here's the way that we play here live on Fireside is that our three contestants are vying for an extra point. This is one of the rare two-point games because at the midway point, we're actually going to have our trivia contest. So we're wrapping up half of one game to go into another game and then go back to it. How great is that? It's pretty meta. But today on the game show episode, what we're going to do is have our team answer this question. 16 little things. Now, the word little isn't in there, but I'm going to try to help our contestants along. Little things you can do to save money in 2022. And I'm going to give you one of them just to tell you how small some of these are. We're not looking at macro stuff for the most part. I think there might be two that are kind of big ideas, but these are pretty small ideas. So great little things people can do to save money. The first one on the list is quit smoking. So to give you an idea, of how small these are, quit smoking is number one, number one on the list. So we're going to do three rounds. First two rounds are for a point, and then the third round will be for double points. We'll do the third round after the break, but we will go in order. And right now it looks like Mr. Penzo is leading the way with two. OG has one and Paula has one. So to give her the opportunity with the longest list, since in the tiebreaker, she finished behind OG last year. Paula, you get to guess first while we still have 15 of these out there. What is one little thing you could do in 2022 to save some money?
Well, given that quit smoking is on the list, I'm going to guess that quit drinking is also on the list.
Gosh darn it, Paula.
This is already the worst list ever.
Quit smoking and drinking? Oh, I can't do both.
Give up hope now.
Can't do both in the same year. You remember this, Len, and also Paula. You guys remember when Greg McFarlane was on the show? He used to talk about this all the time. This came right from his book where he said, you know, don't smoke, don't drink. And by the way, and if you do drink, definitely don't drink in a restaurant. Remember that?
Yeah, Greg was big into that.
Yeah.
It was like his one nod to frugality. Other than that, he was like, don't save money. Don't even try.
Right. Live in Vegas. Spend your day at the casino. Do everything else, but don't drink while you're there. Yes. All right. Is don't drink on the list?
Whoa.
Yeah. And I think there's probably a lot more drinkers than there are smokers. I mean, I haven't done the math on that, but I would think so. So Paula, swing and a miss. And we now go to OG. Still 15 of those around.
Hey,
OG.
Hold on. We got to try and learn a little something from this, don't you think, Joe? So
yes,
let me just give a tip about the not drinking. If you do drink and you'd like to save money, it doesn't happen everywhere, but there are places, if you order a double, they will give you a discount at some restaurants.
So Len's tip is drink more.
Well, drink more, but you drink can save money by drinking bulk. Yes, drink.
I like
bulk.
The cut of your jib, sailor.
Mr. OG.
It's hard to compete with drink more as a suggestion. I'm going to go with cut cable, cuts. Yeah, subscription. Is that too broad of an answer? Subscription costs?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. I don't know.
Yes. Yes, that's too broad, or yes, that's the answer.
Yes, you can go with it. The judges say that's a legal answer.
Okay, then I will say eliminate some subscriptions, just to have a catch-all.
Is eliminate subscriptions on this list?
Scoreboard.
Look through all those subscriptions. There are now places, one is called Truebill. There's many others on the market where they will look through all of your transactions and just find all your subscriptions for you. So they'll take a little bit of money, but heck, you still get rid of a lot of subscriptions that you might not have known about. Have you done this, OG?
Oh, God, no.
He's collecting them all.
No, there's a punch card of subscription. Nobody knows this, but there's like, you know how if you have
collect
like
them
five
all.
Subs, you get like a free sub. Well, it's a lot longer, but if you get all the subscriptions to everything, then
you
get a free one on the back end.
Right. Paul or Len, have you done this?
Cut subscriptions?
Yes.
Not me.
I used a service and cut three subscriptions. I had two online magazines that I was no longer reading, and I had a third one that was an online course that I took that actually had a rollover feature if you kept it, and I had totally forgotten about it. And I'd say
a rollover feature, otherwise known as a subscription. it had this really weird program where you bought it, and then if you didn't do anything with it, they assumed that you wanted it for a long time.
It's strange how this was different than most subscriptions. Yeah.
Innovators in the industry.
Yeah. And it only happened once a year too. Oh, gee, it was strange.
Yeah. Okay.
Paula, you were saying?
I was just going to say that I've manually gone through my subscriptions like at random, but I don't think I've ever used a service for it.
Here, as we finish out the first round, OG up with a point. So Len, defend your lead, man. What's one quick way to save a few bucks?
Are you going to do a serpentine? So am I going to get to do the first question, the next question?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So if that's the case, then I don't have to kind of, okay. This one's so basic that, but of course it probably isn't going to be there. It's so basic, but I'm going to say clip more coupons.
Is that on the list?
I think it's because he said coupons.
Yes.
Coupons
is on the list, yeah, but coupons didn't. No.
Oh, really?
No.
Invest.
Well, I don't know why that's not on the list. I really don't know why that's on the list. I mean, it works. That's a way to save money.
Yeah, there's some scattered stuff on this list. And once again, for those of you new to the show, it's not about whether it's a good list or bad list. It's just if it's on the list, you're a winner. But clipping coupons, do you clip coupons? Because, you know, Len, a lot of people look at the cost benefit of that and go, yeah, I don't think so.
Well, it depends. There's certain things you can. For example, big ticket items where when you go places that you're going to save a lot of money, then yes. For example, our local grocery store occasionally puts out save 10% on your grocery bill. If you're going to go out and you're going to spend $300 on groceries, I mean, that's significant. Isn't that worth 10 seconds of your time to clip that coupon and use it? I think so. Likewise, even when you're online, you don't have to clip the coupon, right? In the digital age, you go ahead and you search for the coupon codes directly at a website, wherever you're shopping. Do a search before you do your shopping to see if there's a coupon code. I do that every single time. And almost always something comes up where you can save at least 5 or 10%.
Yeah, I use that Honey app on my browser and find something almost every single time. Paula, I heard you go, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say there are browser extensions that you can download. Honey is one of them. I know Capital One also has a browser extension. So what's nice about those is that you don't even have to bother manually Googling and searching. These browser extensions can just auto-fill in the promo code section for you. The drawback, however, is that sometimes you will have a particular promo code or discount code that you'll input into a website, and the browser extension will automatically put in a different one that gives you less of a discount. So you have to be watching for that.
Yes. But a true story, Paula saved $35 on her Lexus when she bought it.
My Lexus?
No. You didn't save $35 clipping the Lexus coupon?
Was it a
Ferrari coupon? It was a Ferrari coupon. I'm sorry.
Maserati. Maserati's what you're thinking.
The Maserati coupon. Can you see that? $35 off your next Maserati. Come on in. That is the end of the first round. Doug, what's the score, my friend, after one round?
$2. I'm supposed to be keeping score?
You've no idea.
I have no idea what the score is.
Basically, I'm winning.
I remember a text I sent you earlier saying, hey, will you keep score during this conversation?
I did not see that text.
Yeah. The score
meant
is,
in life.
The score is OG one, everybody else nothing. And that means we go to round two. We still have 14 out of 15 here. And let's do it, Mr. Penzo. Actually, what's on the list?
Well, okay. So I'm going to go with this one because OG kind of said when he was saying cut things. I think at first you said cut the cord. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But if I didn't hear that, I'm going to say cut the cable and just kind of take advantage of your free things that you can stream or things that are much cheaper by streaming online.
Is cut the cable on the list?
Oh, my God.
It is not on this particular list. But that is a good idea. It's funny. I went halfway. I completely cut it. And then I went back and I did a Hulu subscription so that I could get some of the sports stuff on Hulu. And I actually really like it, kind of the halfway option.
My father-in-law did. He just recently did that. He cut his cable and he went and he did the Hulu route. And he's basically saved about $100 a month. And he is just ecstatic. And then he went another step further. Since he cut the cable, he went and he got a digital antenna. And he's pulling in the local stations extremely nicely, just over the airwaves. So he's getting almost the full complement of stations.
And the quality is better.
The quality is excellent when you go over the air. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's
phenomenal.
No distortion from satellite or downgrade.
Absolutely. So, I mean, he is extremely happy with just between antenna and Hulu, and he is, you know, $1,200 a year he's saving.
But does he have to have one of your kids, Len, come over and jiggle the antenna or stand and point it sometimes?
Yeah, and put some foil on the end of the antenna too. You know, you have to do that.
Back in the 70s when we were trying hard to watch that thing on channel 17. Yes.
Yeah, and your TV that weighed 500 pounds. It did. Yes.
Just a brick. Sadly, that wasn't on the list, although, again, a great way to save money. Mr. OG, back to you, my friend.
Oh, so I never get to go twice in a row.
You don't, no. Paula's going to get to go twice in a row with the last run.
Sorry. Oh,
that seems a little suspect. So what are we trying to do again? Save money?
save money in small ways.
Ways to save money. And so we've X'd out TV and drinking, but subscriptions are okay.
The only one we got is cancel subscriptions.
And coupons aren't there either.
Oh, no coupons. Huh? I'm going to go with, let's see here, ways to save money in, this is present day. We're not trying to this is an article you found in 1973 or something.
This is present day. Okay. Yes. No wonder it's bad.
That would be epic.
Yes. Have somebody else stand in the fuel line. That's on this
save
list.
Money. An obscure way to save money is don't go to coffee shops.
Don't go to.
I don't agree.
Derivative
with that.
Of don't buy lattes.
Yes. There you go. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you know, don't go get coffee.
Is don't go to coffee shops on the list.
Unbelievable. Oh, geez.
Is that under the category of don't enjoy life?
That's exactly what I thought of. I was thinking, what would I not do ever?
What are all the things I do?
What did I do today that I would not? Let's see. I got a cup of coffee and I'm drinking bourbon. So those three things are staying.
There regardless. It is. Yes. The exact verbiage here is quit buying expensive coffees.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Also, just a complete sidebar. But did you say there's three rounds and two? The last round is worth double?
Last round's double points, so all they can do is tie you, OG.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
That's all they can do. And then we'd have to
say triple.
Not necessarily.
You didn't say triple points?
Paula could get one here, I guess.
That's true. That actually
I was kind of puffing my chest out a little bit too soon. All right, I'll wait.
That is true. Good point. Paula.
All right, pressure's on. All right, I'm going to go with buy in bulk.
Buy. This is an offshoot of Len's drink in bulk.
Drink one. Yes,
exactly.
Copycatter. Yes. Paula.
Yes. The Costco run here for the win is buy in bulk on the list.
Woo!
Nice. Good job.
Buy in bulk. Paula keeps the pressure on with buying in bulk. Yeah, because nothing I need more than a pallet of toilet paper. You know, or ketchup.
Hey, if it was the start of the pandemic, that would be true.
Look at how companies run though, Paula, just-in-time inventory, meaning they could save time by loading up on a bunch of inventory, but then they don't use it. I've always wondered about applying that to family finance. You know, is it better to have an empty cupboard and only buy stuff the second you're going to use it? Or is it better to buy 50 things of ketchup so that you get this huge discount?
Honestly, I think it's probably better to buy just in time.
And pay more.
Yeah, you'd pay a little bit more, but the efficiency of what you're using, the amount that's not going to waste or just gathering dust, plus the reduced need for storage, I think that makes up for a lot of it.
Yeah, some blogger out there should do that for us. We'd love to read that. But it does, I haven't blogged in a long time, Paula, but I immediately think, that's a good blog post. That'd be great. That'd be a good blog post. That never leaves you. Well, guess what happened?
I guess it's time for me to go twice.
Well, no, not yet, because we're about to break for the trivia segment. Ooh. The game within the game, the other point. But at the break, Doug, what's the score, man?
Well, Paula has made it interesting. In what we've got right now is OG has 2 points. Paula has 1 point. And Len is a big fat zero.
All right.
He certainly dragged that out.
You know, I'm really on a bad streak because I think the last time we did this game show thing, I think I whiffed 0-3-2.
Yeah, not good. We'll be back here in just a moment with our trivia segment. All right, Doug. So it's time for the game within the game. Let's do some trivia.
Hey there, Stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. And speaking of games, did you see that Amy Schneider's 40-day Jeopardy winning streak just ended? She won over $1.3 million. Man, I love that show. You know, Joe's mom and I like to see who can yell the answers louder. And she always wins, of course, even though her answers are, some would say, just a bit outside. Others would just say, they're wrong, Ma. Speaking of my favorite game show, here's my $64,000 answer. Get what I did there? The whole Jeopardy thing. And let's ask this the Jeopardy way. Jeopardy first aired during this year. I'll be back with the answer after I practice my Vanna White Walk.
Just can't imagine that. Oh, there he goes. Up the stairs. Look at that. That's very pretty, Doug. Let's do this. So we are doing a year-long competition. And as we mentioned at the start of today's show, the score is Mr. Penzo 2, OG 1, and Paula Pant has 1. That means Paula's going last, OG's in the middle. And Len, you get to go first. What year did Jeopardy first come around?
Well, this is with the Art Fleming version, right? Not the...
This is the first time, yeah.
The very first time. I mean, I'm an old guy. I remember this when I was a kid, this show being on. So, it's got to be...
Was there TV in the 20s?
Wow, the question is how far back? I don't know. I'm just going to say 1960.
1960. Oh, gee, you think it's over or under?
It's interesting that he went first because I wasn't alive back then. So
I wasn't either.
Didn't know OG. That Jeopardy was on when Len was a kid.
Len's like, I remember this.
I mean, I remember Jeopardy being on when I was a kid. But I don't remember being on when you were a kid. So
do you remember Art Fleming? He was the original host, I believe.
Didn't he discover penicillin?
Don't even know who Art Fleming is. So I was pretty sure I might have bet a lot of money on the fact that Alex Trebek was the one and only game show host of Jeopardy.
See what I've done. See what I've done.
So I mean, it's just a shot in
the
dark.
Welcome.
You know, see, Paula is going to pick something anyway. It doesn't much matter. So I'll do, I'll just say the under 1959.
Well, Paula,
I figure Paula's going to take the over and we've got it bracketed. And so at least Len doesn't win.
I've been sandwiched. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Len sandwich. Me, Paul. Never mind.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
That is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the over.
You guys are terrible.
What is 1961?
Exactly. Wow. Well done. It's a 50-50 shot at this point, right? I mean, unless it literally was 1960.
And that's the way we collude for the win right there. That is, I think we have a new trend going that means the rest of this year is going to be just evil.
Exactly. Let's just totally tool every person who's in the lead gets hosed by the other two. Like 1843. Great. I'm taking 1842, 1844. I think this is going to be the fastest trivia of the whole year.
Yeah. It took you guys 10 years to figure out that approach.
It did actually.
A decade of shows. They're like, oh, I think we're onto something. All right. We'd love to tell you who's right. Who's getting this point in the middle of our bigger contest today, but we'll be right back with it. Well, you know, if the holidays took a toll on your finances and you still haven't been able to right the ship, you know who can help? Navy Federal Credit Union helps you take control of your finances after the holidays. And now that we're well past January, it's time to grab the reins. And they offer digital tools and educational resources to help guide your decisions. With Navy Federal, you can automate your savings and investing to put your money to work for you even as you sleep. Plus, you can buy fractional shares. And if you're trying to pay less interest to, quote, the man while you're working your way out of debt, well, you can get a low intro APR on their Platinum credit card. It's their lowest rate card and a great tool to pay less interest while you're paying down debt. Navy Federal also has multiple savings and investing options to help you get closer to your financial goals. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Message and data rates may apply. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment options are available through Navy Federal Investment Services and are not insured by NCUA.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Len, you open up with 1960. Seemed good at the time, man.
You know what irritates me? I'll tell you what irritates me is OG. OG didn't even think, he thought the show started probably 1980 or something. And I did. Clued yeah. him in that it was an older
you
show.
Gave
and
it away.
He takes the under. He takes the at least he could have been decent and take the over, but he took the under.
Well,
because I think he's closer. I think if I'm wrong, it's in the 50s, actually.
You know, the thing is, if he had taken the over, I would have been more likely to sandwich him. Like, that's the risk that whoever gets
it. Oh, we're going back to this now?
You would have still taken the over, Paula.
See, just in general, that's the risk that whoever guesses second takes. They can try to Chelsea Brennan the first, but then they put themselves at risk of getting Chelsea Brennan yeah. themselves.
The unwritten agreement we had, Paula, was whatever I said, you were going to say the opposite. I just said it. Like, I didn't, there was no thought into it. We were just. We're a team, damn it.
Yeah. Hey, and we...
There's some behavioral PhD student who's writing a thesis listening to our middle of the show here about human interaction.
Game theory here.
But Paula, 1961, do you really think it's younger than that?
You mean older or more recent?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah. I am pretty sure that Alex Trebek and Vanna White are the... originals of Jeopardy.
Vanna White's
not even. Oh, definitely not Vanna White.
No, that's
wow. You nailed
that's,
that.
That's
wow. It's Art Fleming was the first guy. It was in black and white. You know, back in the day when Jeopardy first started, the game board, there were guys behind there pulling up the cards. You know, that's how old that show is. Mm. You know what? It's probably in the
50s. So what part was Vanna White on? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one pulling the cards.
For at least the 80s.
Wrong game show, Paula.
Wait.
I tried. I tried. Everybody laughed at you.
Vanna White's on Wheel of Fortune.
There it is. Yes.
That was yes. It was a fantastic Paula Pant comment. Vanna White and
Think Steve Harvey and Vanna White have been hosting this the entire time.
Okay, you know you're asking the person who doesn't watch TV.
I know.
Earlier you claimed you watch The Simpsons all the time, which means you either do not watch The Simpsons or you've never understood a single episode of The Simpsons.
All right, Doug, let's see who's got this one. Is it Len at 1960? Did he get it first or is it before that with OG 59 or before, Paula 61 or later? Here we go.
Hey there, Stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and today we're talking Jeopardy. This show has aired more than 8,000 episodes and has... This show's aired more than 8,000? Oh, we're talking about Jeopardy. Sorry. And has more Emmys than any other game show. Media mogul Merv Griffin created both Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and he also wrote the famous theme song originally as a lullaby for his son, which I'm guessing as he was trying to decide whether or not to sleep or scream. So when did all of this start? Coincidentally, it was the same year that Len Penzo retired. And the answer is 1964. Wait, excuse me. The real answer is what is 1964, which means Paula is our winner.
Hey.
Wow.
Look at that. You're welcome. Making up for a little stumble in the rest of the show. Nice work, Paula. Right?
I don't even know the difference between Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and I still won that round.
Brilliant, Paul. It was just sheer brilliance.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
But Merv Griffin did create the Wheel of Fortune as well, which means there is a Vanna White connection.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
You know what? You know why I'm not totally sad?
Why is that?
Because I still can win the other part of this pricing thing we've been doing.
That's right.
For today's game. So I still have a chance.
Time for the exciting conclusion to our game show episode. And Doug, remind everybody of what the score is of this shindig.
Well, we've got OG with 2 points, Paula has 1 point, and Len has absolutely no points. So he might have negative points because he's saying words incorrectly.
We talked to the judges, Mr. Penzo, and we thought, you know, you really want to have an exciting conclusion to these things. Uh-huh. And it's not going to be fun if Paula or OG gets one right and you're out of it with the last guess.
It's been fun up to this point?
Been fun for a lot of people. I'm not sure for you. However, although you did have the big drink in bulk thing, which I think donated Paula a pant. Paula a pant? Paula a point. Donated Paula a pant. Yeah, that's something different. But so the judges conferred, Len, decided that to keep this interesting, you should be the one to go first here in round three.
Okay. So eliminate, so I can get off the stage quickly and leave it to the other.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me do
apply the hook.
Oh my gosh.
The weakest link. Goodbye.
Oh, well, I'm gun shy because what the heck? How do you save money in 2022? I don't know. Let's say, use cash.
Sounds like
use cash.
Is pay with cash on the list?
Well, what a big surprise.
Of course it isn't on the list. You know why? Because Len said it. That's why it's not on the list. Yeah.
A conspiracy.
And Len gets the hook.
Okay.
Yes. Bye-bye. Yep. So he gets to take a little rest break here.
Go back to your dressing room, Len.
Okay. Come get me when you need. Dun, 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 dun.
We're coming back to you though, Len, for one that should be on the list here in just a couple seconds as soon as we finish this up, because I know you guys have some good ones, which are waste. We should be thinking about saving money after this is over. But Paula, chance to put some pressure on OG. You'll get 2 points and take the lead.
So there's got to be something on that list about fuel economy. That's probably too broad of a statement. So fuel economy, that would be like batching all of your errands, like running errands, you know, combining errands, running errands together so that you drive less, shortening your commute, just driving, you know, those various methods of driving less.
Gotcha. That your answer?
Yes, that is my answer.
Is batching your tasks to drive less on the list? It's a good idea. It's a great idea. I try to do all my driving around on Tuesday afternoons. In fact, just if I can, that's like my drive around, get it all done day. But unfortunately not on this list, Paula, which means, oh, gee, you got to be exhausted.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Yes.
Oh, gee, you don't even need to answer this question. Just say, let's move along.
I don't even need to dignify the last he one doesn't. with a response.
Keep your score perfect.
Nah, you know, I might
go on top. Go on top.
You know, is this where in the basketball game, you're up by four, there's like 6 seconds left, they don't foul, and then you chuck a three? Yeah, you chuck a three and like you win by seven, but the spread was six, so it was like a, you know, it was like one of those bad beats. Is that what's about to happen?
It sounds like something that happened to you.
Well, I have been screwed in this game many times, so I will just throw out the last answer is adjust your thermostat. So I guess that would be turn it down to like 60 some miserable degrees to save money on your heat. Your energy bill. I thought that's where Paula was going on energy. I was like, dang, this is the only one I got left.
But, is turn your heat down on the list. But surprisingly, and let's go to the list because the reason why our producer Karen and I chose this list is because these are one of the lists that you see all the time now that appear on your feed. They appear over and over and over on my feed. And it's just a list of freaking clickbait. It is the worst. Like everything on the list is just plain garbage. And so, Len, I feel pretty bad for you because OG apparently is great at sniffing out the garbage and Paula's pretty decent at it and Len cannot do it. But there were a lot of things on this list that did have something to do with energy. However, all of these links ended in a product link, which just drives me crazy. Yeah. Number two was, and this is OG to your point about energy cost, install CFLs or LED lights,
which actually I did during the pandemic, like early, I was like, I need a project. So I went around and counted up a light bulb. It costs like, I think $600 to buy all the light bulbs for the, you know, because LEDs cost way more.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that I got some energy savings on the deal. I think my electric bill went down, but that was the only way I could figure I could test it was to like literally change all the light bulbs at the same time.
Was to do everything.
Now, I didn't really track it, but I feel like it went down, but it went down maybe like $10.
Your trailer must be a lot bigger than my trailer. You had to put in that many light bulbs.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
There's a how many finance nerds does it take to screw in a light bulb joke in here somewhere?
Yeah.
Two?
At least.
Oh, I said different. Never mind.
Different joke.
Yes. Paula or Len, have you guys done that? Changed over to CFLs or LEDs?
Yeah, in my Vegas condo, changed over to LEDs.
Markable difference?
Sure.
Yeah. Has anybody actually measured it?
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Len, how about you?
Yeah, I changed out all my spots. The house I'm in has a lot of spotlights, probably, gosh, at least 20. And I changed them all out for LED spots. And I like them. I don't think I noticed a noticeable difference in my electricity bill. But
Len's got spotlights, likes to go around the house, be on stage all night long.
You know what? It was just a style. I don't know if it's still – no, it's still a style. I think most homes now, don't they?
Are those the spotlights on the guard towers around the perimeter of the building?
No. Yeah, not those
changed
spotlights.
Changed them all out.
Are they called spots? What are they called? They're called floodlights. I guess they're floodlights.
Are they like downlights that are coming from the eaves?
Floodlights.
They're like the downlights that are in the eaves of your house, the overhang of the
house.
Yeah,
but they're in the house. They're little flood. Yeah, that's how I thought that's how they still do it in homes nowadays, but maybe not. I don't know. That was the style when I bought my house.
Number four on this list, make a grocery list.
Oh, you know what?
That's a Len Penzo one right there.
Yes, it is. I should have thought of that one.
Number five is use a debt payoff plan. Of course, that's a link to some debt payoff strategy. And that's one of the few big things on here.
I actually thought about that one, but that didn't seem too off the wall.
Yeah, too big. Number six, take advantage of tax deductions by getting some tax prep software. Number seven, use government rebates to get solar panels.
What?
Nice. Yeah.
They squeeze solar panels in here. Could, how about get solar panels for the win? So that's another way you could have cut energy cost. Wow. OG. Was on getting
what I meant. I meant to say, go spend $194,000 on a new roof made of Tesla solar panels to save $4,000 a year at a 25 year break even.
Number eight, Paula, in your condo in the high rise, if you decide you want a patio there, use concrete over pavers.
Oh my freaking
Are
God.
You serious? Are you serious?
It's a great way to save money. It's a huge way to save money.
Brought to you by the Concrete Pourers Association of America.
Exactly.
they just oh my Lord. Don't get better. Number nine is grill.
Grill.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Weber.
Use a grill instead of using your oven or your stove.
Probably way less energy efficient, actually.
Exactly. I was just going to say the same thing. I don't know how they came.
My oven is self-enclosed and insulated and doesn't leak. My grill, like smoke comes out the back end of it. So I'm guessing there's some.
The next one on the list, I have no idea why this is important. Childproof your outlets, even if you don't have kids, because there's some product at the end of it. Number 12.
Because you never know when you'll be tempted to use electricity. This one extra step of like, damn it, I was going to plug this in, but no, that's just too much work.
That is crazy. Okay.
Yeah. These are just horrible. Number 12. And this one didn't have a link in it. And I think this is a good idea. Make space around your air conditioner. So make sure to cut the bushes back around your air conditioner. Give
it room
to breathe.
Is this caulk your windows? Is this that quality?
This probably is. Yes.
Didn't we have one of those? Unscrew 7 years ago.
And weather stripping and
yes.
Unscrew the light bulb from inside of your oven.
From inside your oven. Yeah. Take all your cassette tapes, turn them into CDs. Number 13, quit buying expensive coffee. We did that one. And shop your auto insurance. And then I love this one. If you're a veteran, get a massive discount at Lowe's. 5%.
That's actually true, though. That's actually true.
Yeah, but what a link.
You also get it if you have the credit card.
What a link. And then if you're born before 1986, get $3,500 a year off your mortgage with the Fed's push down initiative. However, the piece of this that I do like that apparently you're able to do again, OG, lately with some of these programs is what's called a rate and term mortgage. And you and I have talked on the show about doing a rate and term mortgage before, but those few and far between, I don't see those very often.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I mean, there's probably no money in it for the bank, so why would they do it?
And what that is for people listening, if you want to explore this, it's let's say you have a 15-year mortgage and you're 4 or 5 years into it and you didn't refinance while rates were low, you can refinance it but leave your term the same. You just change the rate and the term stays the same and you're able to lock it in. Len, were you ever able to get a rate and term mortgage?
No, I've refied like 6 times. Yeah, though.
Yeah, so, but never kept the term the same.
No, I just kept extending the term. I just kept it just reset.
Yeah, just reset the term. Yeah.
Yep.
So those are the 16 in this horrible piece that we won't link to. But I think there's a lesson there to beware of these great sounding clickbaity articles on the internet. Let's talk about some good ones, though, and we'll have our champion go last. Len, what's a good way we should think about saving some money in 2022?
Gosh, it's almost like my mind has been clouded by all those other things that we just read about, like the pavers. It's stuck in my head now, and I can't get it out. Let me do a little bit. It's kind of related to the grocery list. It's planning your dinner menus in advance. I've found that can really, you know, it kind of helps you with your meal planning, and you can actually save money if you strategically plan your meals. I think there's less waste.
Yeah.
That way.
Well, not only that, I also feel guilty if I don't eat the stuff that I prepared. But you're right, a lot less food waste. And it's actually fun to do. I find we save tons of money when we do meal planning, and weeks that we don't, I find myself eating at restaurants far too often.
Yep.
Paula, how about you? One that's not on this list?
It's not on this list. I mean, so the other place where I was going to go with the fuel economy is inflating your tires, because it is noticeable. Like when you have well-inflated tires, particularly if you're doing a lot of highway driving or you're doing a big road trip, you do definitely notice better fuel economy. So that's one I'll throw in.
Yeah. Well, and also getting the air rotated in your tires. That's a...
You mean getting your tires rotated?
No, getting the air in your tires rotated.
Yeah.
I do it every month.
Swap it with the blinker fluid.
Yeah.
Same time.
It makes an impact.
Right.
The jokes just keep coming. Oh, gee, how about you, man?
I'm with Len. I'm just so poisoned by.
I know, right? I mean, some of those
like
are
that there. Billy Madison quote: "Everyone in this room is now dumber for having heard this." Yes.
Good movie.
Actually, where did that come from?
right. This list is so stupid. It's got me making movie references.
Yes. What I find amazing is we actually gave people some pretty good tips today, even though we had not a great list. All right. Paulette Perhatch, our amazing show writer and contributor, is here. Paulette, you've got one that kind of goes along with Len's.
Yeah, mine is bulk cooking. I am the queen. When I got my second advance for my book, I bought a bunch of Tupperware, which tells you how much my book advance was. And it has only grown. What you want is the Rubbermaid, the medium size. And my freezer looks like I'm a prepper, but it was amazing. I just came back from vacation and we were like snowed in for a few days and I just lived off of it. And I was so happy to have it. I think the key is you need variety in there and you just need that extra freezer space. And to learn how to freeze food, I thought flash freezing meant that you put it in hot and just close the door real fast, which is like the fastest way to get freezer burn on something. Mm-hmm. And then buying these dissolvable labels on there.
Wait a minute. So there's a bunch of people now going, okay, if that's not how you do it, how do you do it?
Then you let it cool in the fridge and then you put it in.
So flash freezing is really like slow freezing. It's like,
I don't know flash freezing.
It's like the opposite of the slow cooker. It's like the slow freezer.
But it's like, I only cook when I'm in the mood. Like I actually just paused the middle of my day and made some caldo de pollo and made a huge pot of it. And I can't wait to just stack it up in the freezer so that whenever I'm not in the mood, I can just open it up and say, ooh, what do I got in here? And it really keeps me from ordering out.
I want to know about these dissolvable labels. It sounds amazing. Like James Bondish thing. It's like, you know, if this frozen food will self-destruct.
I take it an extra step and I have a template in my computer that I print. I put it through my printer and I put what is it, when is it from, and what to add. And so I've really taken my game, kicked it up about three notches. And
how does it dissolve?
You just wash it and it dissolves under hot water, or you put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, it's like erasable, Len.
Yeah. I think that I heard something that if you want someone to change their behavior, you have to make it as easy as possible. And so not having to pick off that, label or the piece of tape is just one step.
L Hook hanging out with us said the reason you childproof the outlets is because of cold air coming in from the outside. And that's a place where cold air comes in through the outlet areas. Thanks for that. I actually remember being at my aunt and uncle's house and it seemed like every outlet in their living room, it was just freezing cold during the winter there. So not a great job insulating. Anybody got another one?
I was just thinking the discussion of cold air, it's as opposed to your headphones or your earbuds from which this podcast streams, which is full of hot air.
You had to work for that one.
I really did. Yeah. She was
just been brewing that one up for a while.
I think I'm better set up to that joke.
I don't know if that one's funnier for that one or if we just continually give her the, she's here all week. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today, everybody. Let's start off with OG. OG, what do you got coming up this weekend?
This weekend I have the beginning parts of the 2022 after school activity. So rest time's over, time to get back to work. And then a little vacation next week, doing a little travel next week.
Nice. Fantastic.
To sunny Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, cool. Yeah. In a week I head to Maine to get my 4 days of winter before I retreat back to the South again. Paula Pant. No, let's do this. Len Penzo.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I hate following Paula. That's never good.
Yes. We'll let the Nobel Prize winners come a little bit later. What's going on at LenPenzo.com? Is that how to buy concrete pavers?
No. You know what? That might be a good one. No. Actually, I'm going to be discussing the marriage conundrum. It's joint or separate account, checking accounts. So, and other accounts.
The argument that will not die.
Yes, it will not die. But also, I just want to point out, there will be a party at my house on Sunday for the Super Bowl. It's the LA Rams versus Paula's Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
Right?
So we're going to have to see. Paula, you and me might need a side bet.
Ooh.
Oh, let's do that right now.
Okay.
Let's get that going. Len, what's the bet for?
I don't know. I think, Paula, I'd like you to, maybe you could bake me something. You were talking about baking something a while back, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty good at baking. I can't guarantee that it will or will not be poisoned, but that's part of the gamble of life.
Okay. And, you know, I can do the same. I can bake something for you.
Ooh. Well, there we go. We're going to bake something. So either, either Paula or Len are getting baked. one of the two.
Hold on. I'm thinking through the logistics of shipping, though, right? Like, this is kind of a complicated project. Can I send you an NFT of a cake?
I tell you what, let's do that. You have to bake. If you lose, you have to bake something for me. Whatever I say, you have to bake, right? Ooh. And if you win, I have to bake whatever you say. And we have to take a picture.
Lobster
and then we
thermidor.
Can send the picture and Joe can okay. post it on his website or what have you. And
hey, you can ship stuff. It's not that complicated.
Paula Pant, what the heck is what's going on at Afford Anything?
On the Afford Anything podcast, Harvard Business School professor Arthur Brooks talks about how there are two types of intelligence. There's fluid intelligence, which is that raw horsepower of your brain that happens earlier in life, typically in your 20s and 30s. And then there's what's known as crystallized intelligence, which is your ability to synthesize ideas across multiple domains. And he discusses how throughout our careers, we can shift from the use of fluid intelligence to the use of crystallized intelligence. And this can inform either the way that we execute our career, or if we're looking to have an early retirement, make a midlife career change, have a second act, this can really help inform the choices that we make in that second arena of life. That's on the Afford Anything podcast.
From fluid to crystals.
Yes, exactly.
There's like 50 jokes there. But I'm sure that's not a joking matter. He's very serious about this.
He's a fun guy. And actually, he's brilliant, but also this is his fourth career. So he tells some funny stories. He tells about the time that he fell off the stage at Carnegie Hall, like just straight up.
That's a bad day. That is a bad day. Yeah. Not as bad as scoring 0 points during the Stacking Benjamins trivia contest, but
second only to that.
Did we lose him? I thought,
no, you didn't. I'm sitting here laughing behind, but I just was on mute.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for today. Doug, what should we have learned today?
I'll tell everybody what we should have learned today, Joe. First, financial articles don't get sucked in by clickbait. Turns out this piece, like most clickbait, was 90% bait and 10% good stuff. But, lucky stackers, your panel made up for it with some great tips, didn't they? Second, speaking of great tips, save money the way Uncle Len does. Make all your drinks doubles. But the big lesson? The only good things to come out of the 60s were not just tie-dye and hallucinogens. Thanks to game shows, I get quality entertainment 5 nights a week that I won't remember 4 minutes after I turn it off. Thanks to Paula Pant for joining us today. You'll find her podcast, Afford Anything, wherever you're listening to us today. Thanks to Len Penzo for joining us today. You can find Len at lenpenzo.com/bartab. Thanks to OG for adding his 2 cents today. You can connect with OG's team at stackingbenjamins.com/OG. This show is the property of SB Podcasts, LLC, copyright 2022. Our show is written in part by Paulette Perhatch, who helps writers power their words, their work, and their earning potential. Need help getting your writing done? Join her for her online writing and mindfulness group at averyimportantmeeting.com. Thanks also to our team who made today possible. Karen Repine is our producer. Tina Eichenberg and Gertrude Smith are our social media mavens. And Brooke Miller handles the show notes and our amazing newsletter, The 201. Not only should you not take advice from these dorks, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any financial decisions, speak with a real financial advisor.
Welcome to the after show. Some good news for a couple in the UK. This is from UPI.com. Lead sculpture that spent decades on the mantle of a British farmhouse was identified as a rare piece by British artist Henry Moore and is expected to fetch up to, get this, $70,000 at an auction. The sculpture scheduled to be auctioned March 16th was identified as a work titled Mother and Child by 20th century modernist sculptor Henry Moore. The auction house said the sculpture was on the mantle in John Hastings' Wiltshire, England home from the 1970s until his death in 2019. The family had his belongings appraised, and the appraiser pointed out the sculptor's similarities to works by Moore, which they were very surprised that this was worth a bunch. I remember I was decluttering and selling some board games and at a convention, and I brought these games, and you know, they're telling me this is $5, this is $10, whatever. And I get to one game that's been sitting in the back of my closet and I never played it. And they said it was worth $150 and incredibly difficult to get. And, yeah. And I think I'd paid 30 for it. So somebody, I think, still got a good deal, and I ended up with one less game and a bunch of cash in my wallet. But I was wondering, something similar happened to you guys? I know, Paula, you have a possession that maybe not in terms of dollar value was worth a lot of money, but a big surprise right in front of you.
Exactly. So when it comes to recognizing value in places that you don't typically see it, I was at a party once. And super cold. And I look down on the ground and there's this beautiful, fluffy pink rug. And so I turn to the host of the party and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I wear that? And he's like, what? And I'm like, do you mind? And he's like, go for it. So I pick up the rug, I fold it in half, and I just wrap it around myself like it's a shawl. And the rest of the night, I get all these compliments. Every single person is like, oh my God, I love your shawl. Oh, that's so beautiful. And so then he just gave it to me. He was like, clearly, this, you should have this rug. So now
it's a fashion statement.
Yeah, my favorite winter shawl is originally started life and technically still is a rug.
People say I got a drinking problem. Hey, no problem.
Where
Paula, you were at a party and drinking, and you picked a rug up off the floor.
Yes.
This looks great.
Doesn't
this look great? And everybody's like, no, keep telling her. It looks really good. Doug, I think you had the opposite problem, right?
I don't know what opposite of that is, but we were totally sober when this happened. But yeah, our family had a Bible that was enormous. It was probably the better part of 2.5 feet tall and probably 18 to 20 inches wide. We thought it was probably from like the 1600s. It was just huge. It was probably 7 or 8 inches thick, if
definitely
not more.
Definitely Gutenberg printed it.
Well, I mean, that's what we're thinking, right? And, you know, you open this thing up and we were always reluctant to open it up because it, you know, it was very brittle. But I mean, the pages were all like hand illuminated. It almost looked like it wasn't from a printing press, but like it was handwritten. It was in German. But we thought for sure, because it was German, like, this is a Gutenberg, right? We thought, so we paid actually a fair amount of money to have it appraised and found out that pretty much everybody in Europe had this giant family Bible, and they're all over the place. We'll give you $22 for it.
Wow. It costs more money to get it appraised. Than
for sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
Wow. OG, Len?
Well, I, a long time ago, not that long ago, maybe 25 years ago, some guy I worked with, he found an old guitar. He knew I was in a band at the time, and he found an old guitar in his grandma's basement. And he said, hey, there's guitar and, you know, need a little extra cash. You know, he goes, you know, $400 and it's yours. So I said, well, okay, well, let me see it. And I, you know, and I'll see. So he brought it into work and it was a Fender Stratocaster. It was 1967.
Holy cow.
Starburst. And I said, sure, I'll buy it.
And you told him it was worthless and gave him like $8.
Well, no, I didn't know how much the thing cost. I was like, yeah, you know, I knew, you know, maybe it was probably $1,000 I was guessing at the time. But that guitar today, that guitar is worth probably $15,000. today. So I don't know what it was back then when I bought it, but I'm
sure you still have it.
It was way more than $400. Yeah, I still have it. Yeah. Oh,
I'm seeing one right now, Len, for $23,000. Nope, I'm seeing some others around $15,000. So I'm sure there's a big, you know, variation based on details, but wow.
Yeah, so I kind of fell into that. Like I said, I knew it was more than 400, but I didn't
took think, advantage of your buddy.
Well, hey, it was he didn't care.
What he didn't know.
A few extra bucks. I said, sure.
Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. But one thing that we talked about a little bit today, but we talk about a lot, is you got to have good partners on your team, Stackers. And you know what? Navy Federal Credit Union could be that partner, because becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. And aren't those two of the big tenets, right? Have a debt strategy, earn more, save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. I think that's the coolest certificate. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project? Maybe you want to consolidate debt. Well, as you're putting your plan together, you want to also have a debt strategy, right? And you could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Don't get in over your head with debt. Make sure you have a great strategy and then take out debt as you need it. And Navy Federal's options certainly give you the flexibility to help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender, membership required, terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval.